recorded live by jml.org.au.
We're in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph from the bottom of the page. So after this whole argument we had in the past few days with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, what you should do with challah that became tamei on Pesach, says the Gemara, the final conclusion is Tanya, we learned Rabbi says halacha ke Rabbi Elazar, the halacha like Rabbi Elazar, that you actually bake it and you bake the challah. And but Rabbi Yitzchak, because we don't want it to let you sit there and let it ride, because then it's your chametz, it'll be over by Rabbi Matzah. Rabbi Yitzchak says halacha like Ben Seder, who says that you take the dough, you don't bake it since one challah won't be used for anybody, and you're not allowed to bake in Yom Tov unless you can use it. So you take the dough and you insert it in cold water, you immerse it in cold water, and that prevents it from becoming chametz. Says the Gemara, kama shir isa. What is the measurement of the dough that one can make to knead on Pesach? Rabbi Shmuel benoy Shabbi Yechim and Bruka Eim bechitim. But if you're talking about wheat, kavim, two kavim is the maximum size dough that you should use, because otherwise it'll turn into chametz. With Israel, you can't really knead it all the time, and that to prevent it from becoming chametz. With Israel, by barley, shloishes kavim, the measurements are three kavim. Rab Nosson Eim Meshum Rabbi Lezer Chiluf Advar. Let's change it around, just the opposite. That wheat it's three kavim and barley two kavim. Because barley becomes more susceptible to becoming chametz. But Tanya, didn't we learn Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Shabbi Yechim b'ruka'im b'chitin shloisha, that he said that the idea is three and by kavin, u'v'sa'idin abo kavin, by barley is four kavin, not two and three, but three and four. Like kasha, it's not a question. Ha b'chasichsef, it's like dry chametz, ha b'mayis, if it's good quality. If it's good quality, he said then a smaller amount. It will become chametz, so two kavin. And if it's a poor quality, then three kavin. You can have dough up to three kavin. Amar Papa says that Papa Shmamin, we see from here that gri chiti chasichsa, the ratio, the proportion of poor wheat compared to chiti ma'is, a good wheat, is greater than the gri inside the chasichsa than comparing poor barley misside ma'is from a good barley. Dilo hasam over there tilsa by wheat, it's two and three, so it's a third. And by barley, three and four, which is a quarter, but hachariv a quarter. Amar Rav says Rav, kav melugna, kav from the city of Lugna, lepischa, that's what you use for Pesach. Big malchik is showing him what to do over here. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, what the Gemara is saying here is you cannot use dough larger than three kavim, or this one here, the kav of melugna, which the Gemara will tell us a minute, I'll come back to a minute. The chen lechala, the same din, applies to chala. If you have this size dough, that's when you have a chiv lechala. Because we learned chamesh es reveim kamach va'oid. Rashi is not going to word void. That if you have five quarts of a kav, so one and a quarter kavin, and a little bit more, or according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, you know, say a little bit more. Chayavim bechala yechayim bechala, and there's a whole calculation made based on what the, we know that the measurements in the midbar were changed, then later in Shalayim, and changed again in Tzipoidi. Every time you add another fifth, and therefore it started out by one and four fifths. Asidus Eifah, which is one and four fifths of a kav, and then the two more increases came down to one and one quarter of a kav. And so L'cheid, what are you telling me? One kav of Melugma, when it should be one and a quarter kav. Says the Gemara, Hachikama, kav of Melugnoi, the kav in the city of Melugnoi, is Nami Ahai Shiudakai, exactly the same shir. Now, so there's a big machlek in the Shoyin, Rabbeinu Yoina and others. Rabbeinu Yoina holds you're not allowed to have dough larger than this size, so you have a big pile of dough like you see in the bakeries, you can't do that on Pesach. Even if you make matzah, even if you're kneading it all the time, within before that 18 minutes. He says 18 minutes is the maximum you can have from the beginning the water comes in contact till it's in the oven. It doesn't matter if you're beating it all the time, it doesn't help if the shear is larger than this. When does it, has the shear to be smaller? And even with the oven, if it's larger than this, you cannot eat that kind of matzah on Pesach. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina says. The Rosh disagrees. He says that if no matter how large it is, we learned that if you beat it all the time, it's no problem. And it's only if you leave it alone. However, he says that if it's larger than this, you have to beat it all the time. If it's less than this, larger than this, you should not use it more than 18 minutes. If it's, but you can definitely rely on it in less than 18 minutes. Rabbeinu Yoina holds that even less than 18 minutes, you cannot use a large piece. I don't care what you're doing. The Rosh says if it's within 18 minutes, I don't care how big it is. This din, the Gemara is giving a amount is if you can leave it around for more than 18 minutes, if you bang it, then don't rely on it. But even the Rosh says, l'chatchila, could the Goenim hold that even if you leave it alone for 1 second, the Goenim hold, even if you leave it alone for 1 second, it's a problem. So therefore, the l'chatchila, says the Rosh, you shouldn't have large pieces, because large pieces, it's impossible to keep a banging all sides all the time. It's impossible. So the Chachilah Yosha shouldn't use very big pieces. The Reim says on this, and this is what throws a spanner in the works of other kinds of matzahs. He says that this, all these dinim are talking about in a normal house temperature and all that. He said the moment you change the variables, there's a fire furnace going on somewhere in the house. If anything, you change any variables that changes the temperature in the house, you can no longer have the dinim of 18 minutes and all that. All changes. Which is one of the problems that the Rabbani came out when they came, those Rabbani came out against the machine matzahs, because selling the matzahs instead of sitting on a hand or on a wooden table or sitting on a metal. What happens then? What are the timetables for that? We don't have. We don't know what it is. We don't no longer have the rules. So that, based on this, just say for your name. But anyway, by Hani Noshi Didon, our women, Noig Lemefa, they bake kapiza lepisha. They bake 3/4 of a kav. And as some of the Shayim will say that that's what you should do. You shouldn't even do more than 3/4. Forget what you just said about 1 1/4 kav. Even less than that, 3/4 of one kav. By my diet, you think they're being machmir? Chumra does the kula. It's a chumra which brings them to kula. Because we said before, for challah also, what's the minimum share for challah? 5/4 of a kav. 1 1/4 kav. But here, because they're only doing 3/4 of a kav, they'll never bring themselves to the chiv of challah. So there's a kula here. Interesting. Call that a kula. There's no chiv. There's no chiv. So there's an inyan, we don't even want to say that there's an inyan to bring yourself to a state that you can do mitzvahs in the Torah. And here you're sort of avoiding. It's not tax evasion, tax avoidance. You're avoiding doing a mitzvah here, and that's considered a kula. Says the Gemara, they did not. You know why? The Chayyim were asking to come out here, you're losing out the mitzvah. No, they made the challah up following Rabbi Lezer's opinion, which is what? Rabbi Lezer says, if you take it off, even though you do individual challahs, and each one doesn't have the share of challah, but if you put them afterwards in a basket, hasal mitzar from the challah, the basket combines into the challah. Others say that even if you just cover them in one go, others say you put it in the freezer, they all combine. Just be careful. What would I be doing, Mishwal? Instead of being in Mishwal, I'm like, oh, look at Rabbi Lezer, look like Rabbi Lezer. I look like Rabbi Lezer. Amalei, Baha'itma, didn't we learn that Allah, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Loishon, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, when do we say that if you put in the basket afterwards, that the Chai Mechala, Elekichrei Shel, Babel, only the loaves of bread, the Babel, Shinoish, Chazavzu, they all sort of attach, and then you have to break them off when they come out of the oven. So like it's all one piece. Even though you break them out, you broke them off, you put them in the basket, since they belong together, they sort of revert back to the original state. Abel Ka'achim, but they're Chatchila made separately, there's no connection. Just because you put them in the basket, what connects them? Why Yechai Mechala? Loinat, so the Chayyid over here, they made individual matzahs. How can you combine them later in the basket and say you have chayv chala? Says the Gemara, Ha'idma, we learned Amar b'Chanina. We disagree. We hold that even if it's individual matzahs, you're still chayv chala. So the women achieved everything. They ensured that they would never turn into chametz, and they also had a chayv chala because they combined afterwards in the basket. Boy, Rabbi Yimi, Rabbi asked a question. What about tabla board she'ain la levaz in a flat surface that has no rim around it? Does it still combine? Mau toy klibin, and you need the inside of a keli. You need something, you know, that's all sitting inside something, so they combine. But whole lek, you don't have that here. Ideal ma avikli bein vayikra. All we need, well, as long as they're all sharing the same on top of a keli and the same here space, it's sufficient to combine them. Take a second question. Tanya learned. Rabbi Lezer says hasal mitzarf. Rabbi Lezer says the basket combines them. Showing me tanum. It's even the oven combines them. Rav Shimon Gamliel me kichle shel bubble shel neish chizum zum mitzarfes. Rav Shimon Gamliel says only if the chachilu made together, all touching each other. Says the next Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, Sholosh Noshim, you can have a Metzias. Yeah, you can have a Metzias, which is very interesting how to understand Pshat. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's going to be extremely lenient when it comes to matzah, how long you can leave matzah alone. Rabbi Gamliel says, Sholosh Noshim, three women, Loshes Ka'achas, you can have three women kneading the matzah at the same time, and the oif is betana, and they're going to share an oven, but the oven is small, so they knead it all at the same time. One woman will put her matzah in the oven straight away to bake, the other two women wait around, the second woman, when the first woman finishes, puts her matzah in, and the third woman still waits, hangs around. It's already prepared the matzah, no kneading anymore, because it's already set, prepared, it's already set. All you need to do is put it into the oven, and she can still wait, and it doesn't become chametz. In that short space of time, it doesn't become chametz. So it's not clear, is he arguing on the principle of 18 minutes we had before? Or does he say that all this will happen within the 18 minutes anyway? But you're doing nothing, because you're not beating it because you already prepared the matzah. Very meko. However, the Chachamim disagree. They say, no, Shalosh Noshim, Oiskez Abbasik Achaz. Each one does a different job so that none of them just hang around and do nothing. Achaz Losher, one of them is kneading. The Achaz Urcha, one of them is preparing the chalat. After you need it, then you have to, you know, prepare the matzah, make the matzah, you know, stretch it out, and then another one's baking.
how it works, that the pshat is that one woman is kneading, and when she finishes kneading and she's now starting to prepare the matzah, the next woman starts kneading. When the first woman then puts the matzah in the oven, the second one prepares the matzah, the third one starts kneading. And then the first one goes back to start kneading. So they're always doing something. Rabbi Akiva says, like kol anosh, not all the women, everyone has different speeds. But like kol eitim, not all the wood, some would burn quicker, some slower. But like kol tanurim, not all the oven, some are hotter, some are less hot. Shavin zeaklal, tifach teltesh betzainin. If you see tefech, if you see that the dough is starting to swell, put your hands in cold water straight away and then put it over there so that it doesn't rise. Mishnah. Sorry, Gemara. Tanamami learned, Losha, the Gemara explains, Losha, that what, that the kneading, he mikatefes, when the woman was kneading, she goes the next step, she starts preparing the matzah, then the chabot to Losha, the second woman starts kneading, and then tachter in her place. Mikatefes, when the first woman now who finished preparing the matzah now puts the matzah to the oven to bake, chabot mikatefes, the second one then starts preparing the matzah, and bashlis, the third one, Losha starts kneading. Then the first person who finished baking now goes to the next step, starts again the process, starts kneading. The chavata, and then the second one who already finished bringing the matzah, she now puts another baking, and tachter in her place. The hashlishi is mikatepis, and then the third one is who just finished kneading, she's the one now starts bringing the matzah. They're always, they synchronize their movements so that nobody just hangs around dilly dallies. The choyze is chalil, and this continues on like a kaveh belt. Kol masha oisker bebotzik ain't about the chimis. As long as you in this asik in the dough, it never turns to chametz. Rabbi Kiva Milkonoshim Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Dai Adanti Lemir Rabbi Gamliel. I once sat there and discussed it from my teacher Rabbi Gamliel. Yom Deinu Rabbeinu Benoshim Zrizes. What were you talking about here? This rule. I think about women. You Rabbi Gamliel who says that three women can start at the same time, and the first one puts in the oven, the other two hang around. So Rabbi Kiva is also arguing Rabbi Gamliel. He says, so what kind of women are you talking about? Zrizes or Benoshim Zrizes? Talking about women who are quick or women who are slow. Your din is talking about wood that is moist, therefore it takes much longer to bake, and therefore the other women are just hanging around. If it's dry wood, so it bakes a lot quicker. Or betanur cham, we're talking about an oven that's already been heated up and it's very hot, so it's a lot quicker, and that's when you say that all three can start at the same time. Even if it's cold. Amal, he said to me, you should only, said, you're right. We should only do the chum, he said, Zeklal, tifer, tiltech betzain. If you see it rise, put your hand in cold water. But Rabbi Kiva wasn't happy with that. Talking about Vayte, Mishneh, Siyud, Yisarei. Whatever the definition of seed is, yeast which is not fully chametz yet, what you do is you should burn it, but you're not, you're not yet, chorus and all that, it's not yet real chametz. But siddik, if you see cracks in the dough, that means it's mamash fermented, it's mamash chametz. You have to burn it, and furthermore, you eat it. Now the question is, what's the definition of seer, which is not really chametz, and then siddik. So eizah seer. So this Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says kekane chagovim. If you see different fissures in the cracks in the dough, but they're not all together, they're spread out like the horns of a locust. So they're all over the place, of grasshoppers. They're all over the place. They're not really connected. That's it's already starting to become chametz, but it's not yet chametz. So burn it, but you know avada eating it. However, siduk, if you see mamish cracks, shenis arvu, that are all joined together, stocking, the cracks are together, then that's already chametz mamish. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim disagree. Chachamim say, and we'll see later, this is our mayor. Chachamim say, zeh bezeh, even your definition of seer, which are cracks, which are disparate from each other, ha'oich lechayv, because they're both chametz. And what seer that is not chametz? Ve'ezeh who seer, kol shechsif upon it, that the dough starts becoming pale white, ke'odim sha'am desarei, so a person's hair stands up, it becomes white, but it's not yet chametz. Says the Gemara, Torah Mabilon Abraisa, ezeh who seer, what's the definition of seer? Kol sheikh sifu panav, if you came pale, ke'odah, like a person, sha'amdu sa'reitzim, that's seer, and that isn't chametz. Aba siddik, any kind of crack, even kekane chagovim, is considered chametz. This is the words of the Meir, which is Rameh, and the Braise is the Chacham of our Mishnah. And the Chachamim in the Braise is the Behudah Mishnah. Chacham say, Eze who seer, what's seer? Kekane chagovim. What's seer? Seer is like the disparate horns of the chagovim, of the grasshoppers. So that's seer, that's not chametz. Siduk, what's considered chametz? Chenis arvuz dok is that they all mesh together, all the cracks. Ha'ochel chayv kodes. Aye, but not now we learned seer, yisar, rechel potter, dib Rabbi Yehuda. We learned that seer burned and you eat it potter, Rabbi Yehuda holds. So this says the Gemara, Eimel Rameir, Zebezer Chayv Kodesh. Rameir holds that your seer is Chayv Kodesh, but my seer is only pale. That's all right. Amar Rav Zerava, my time Rameir. What's this? What's for Rameir? Look, if the cracks aren't joined together, why did you like Chometz? There's no. If you have a crack above, you must have a crack in the bottom. Let's just do a few more lines and finish this. Mishnah. Arba asa cholib b'Shabbos. If we already had this before in the beginning, if erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, mevarin es hakol melifnei Shabbos, you have to destroy all the chametz, chul and truma, everything before Shabbos. Divrei Rameir. Chachamim in bizman, you can wait till Shabbos in the morning. You might have guessed why destroy it.
You wouldn't be able to eat
chametz. Even Rav Meir says you leave just enough for the meal, and that's it. Don't leave anything else lying around. Chachamim says you could, because you might have guests coming. You can leave it over. Rabbi Lezer, but at tzaddik, it depends. Truma, just like we had before, Rabbi Lezer, Pesach. Truma melifnei Shabbos. Truma only can be my kainim. Who said kainim will come? Get rid of it. Rabbi Chulin bizman. Chulin, you do it at the right time on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Pesach. Pamach is one. Shabbos Abba Biyavne, we read my father in the Avne, the Cholah Bosley Bishabbos, and the Ered Pesach was on the Shabbos. Uvazo Gimim Munish Ram Gamliel came along his pair from Ram Gamliel, point of Gamliel, but he said, Gia Eis Levi as a Chometz, it's time to destroy the Chometz. If Alachti Achar Abba went after my father, Ubi Arnu as a Chometz, and we burned the Chometz. So he's saying that Ram Gamliel said that you have to get rid of all the Chometz before Shabbos. sorry, on Shabbos you got to get rid of it. However, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben HaTzaddik, who follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben HaTzaddik. We said before that Truma you get rid of before Shabbos and Chametz on Shabbos in the morning. That's what the halach is. Even though we don't do it. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au